It's now the 11th of December, and I'm continuing the interview with Stephen Mills. Stephen, we spoke last time quite a bit about Bob Hawke and who he was, what drove him, his fundamental beliefs and principles, and you talked also about his achievements. You've written a very interesting book about Bob Hawke. What actually motivated you to take that task on?
We did say yesterday that I felt the staff role was an incredibly privileged role. Gave you a great vantage point into federal politics. I think it was a I think I got insights into politics, both as a journalist, but especially as a staff member, you're even closer, which are, if not unique, certainly they're rare, I would say. And at the end of my time with Hawke, I felt as though I knew stuff about Hawke, which deserved telling. I think I knew his story. I probably need to cover myself in the sense of saying that when I started with Hawke, I had absolutely no intention of writing a book. And whilst I was working for Hawke, I had no intention of writing a book. I kept no notes, I kept no diary. With one exception, during the first Keating Hawke challenge, it was such an extraordinary night that I did, when I got home in the early hours of the morning, I just kind of wrote it all down because it was just so thrilling. But I mean, that was about the only time where I'd actually deliberately set out to kind of create a record of something. So I did not want to, and I don't believe staff members should abuse the privilege of having been inside an office like that, and then just, you know, spill your guts about, you know, everything that you saw that, you know, pretend to be some kind of expert. So it was not an insider's kind of revelatory document. I felt, you know, and I didn't try to do that. But I do feel as though I had an insight into Hawke's political character, and in particular, his consensus style of politics, which I think drove his policy and drove his personal career right from very early on, right from the days when he wrote a thesis about the Arbitration Commission when he was over in Oxford. All through his ACTU days, all through the Whitlam years, the development of the Accord, you know, so then obviously the Economic Summit and this whole concept of bringing Australia together, which I think was the campaign slogan in 1983. I mean, that was really Hawke's policy, his character. Anyway, so look, I felt as though I could trace all of that back together. The book covers pre-Prime Minister period. And then in terms of what he did as Prime Minister, a lot of it was the playing out of that consensus style right through to his last day in office when he was, after I'd left his staff, you know, when he was still talking about the Indigenous disadvantage and the need still to, in that context, bring Australia together. So, you know, it's just this long, strong theme in Hawke's character, and I, you know, felt that deserved spelling out, and I feel as though I could do that. And there's other things in there as well. I don't think it's the most perfectly shaped book. I mean, I think it's disproportionately emphasising the Hawke Keating stuff because that was most recent, and you know, it was quite exciting. There's a bit of foreign policy in there, as we touched on yesterday, but the backbone of it is this Hawke structure. Look, Hawke didn't help me with the book. I didn't ask him. I didn't interview him. I showed him the text afterwards. I made no comment. Oh, he corrected one or two, you know, very minor things. Blanche Del Puget read it, made some very useful comments. I hadn't met her before, but had and still have an excellent relationship with her. You know, she's a terrific author and obviously knows Hawke extremely well. So, but I, you know, it's not an official book. It's not a revelatory book. And Hawke, you know, it's very characteristic of him. Hawke has never discussed it with me. Not before, only once during, you know, when I said, Bob, here it is, it's finished. you know, here's a, as a courtesy, I'm giving you, and not since. So that's very characteristic. Look, it was the biggest experience in my professional career, in my professional life, working for Hawk. When I, on my last day in the office, when I'd finally decided to go back to journalism, I can remember I went into his office to make my farewells, and I thanked him. And I had prepared, I'd thought that I would say this, and I did say it. I said that I felt as though when I arrived in his office, I'd arrived as a boy and I was leaving as a man. And, you know, Hawk doesn't respond to any of these kinds of things. He assumes that the people around him are growing and performing at their best. But anyway, it was a, it was a great experience for me, and I felt as though I've contributed something to you know, what was a, in many respects, a great prime ministership just by writing that book and making a record of it.
The book is called The Hawk Years. When, which year was it published?
Thereby hangs a well, sorry, can we just turn that off for a second? I've just spilt water everywhere. Sorry.